There is a lesson in my secondary school that my English teacher taught me how to speak, well, foul languages, basically. So yeah, that's the most memorable experience I had, because normally teachers don't speak foul language and use foul language in the lessons, but that teacher taught us how to use it, and that's quite unique, and I think it's quite useful because you need to know when people is scolding at you, what they are. Well, you shouldn't use it, but when someone use it at you should know it about it. So that's probably
Do you remember which grade you learned those?
I think that's the first year of secondary school, so secondary one.
Do you have any memorable English reading experience?
That's a tough one. Usually I read science, popular science books, so not quite. So I don't know, would it classify it as English reading experience, but I'm reading a book, I was reading a book called Feynman's Lectures on Physics. So the language is very relatively simple, but it's about the ideas and so on. So it's not quite about English or literature or something like that, but that's kind of what I remember about reading English.
Do you have to read a lot of English material in your program you're studying physics, right?
Yes and no. All the materials are written in English, but well, frankly, I'm studying physics, so most of the things are written in math symbols. So yes and no, the answer will be.
Do you think English will play a very important role in your future career?
Sure, because I need to read other books, other papers, and most of the scientific papers I read or I will be reading will probably written in English, so I will have to read it. And when I'm doing presentations, well, English will be one of the choices, after all.